Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with lasagna. That's right, I'm finally making lasagna. It's been requested so many times, and because it's such a popular Italian-American holiday tradition, I thought this would be the perfect time to do it. So for me, there are two keys to a great lasagna: a fantastic meat sauce and a great cheese filling. So first things first. So for the meat sauce, I'm going to take some Italian sausage and ground beef. We're going to put that over medium heat, and while it's browning, we're going to break it up into as small a pieces as possible. While that's browning, I'm going to take some mushrooms and give them a really rough chop. Okay, don't worry about them all being the same size. Those are going to break down in the sauce anyway. So I'm going to add those to my browning meat. All right, go ahead and stir those in. I'm also going to add some salt, some black pepper, and some red chili flakes. Okay, so at this point, I want you to turn the heat to medium-high and cook it until the meat's browned and any liquid that came out of the mushrooms has evaporated. So you see this? The meat's browned and the bottom of the pan is pretty much dry. And at that point, we're going to add our prepared marinara sauce. Am I using homemade? Well, I'm not at liberty to say. But you can use just about anything here. Homemade, jarred sauce, as long as it's good quality, not a problem. All right, you saw me add a splash of water there. If you're using jarred sauce, make sure you rinse the jars with water. And then we're going to bring that to a simmer, turn it down to low, and simmer for hours. How long exactly? I don't know. It should simmer until the meat is extremely, extremely tender. All right, I did mine about 2 hours. You want to make sure you add a little more water along the way if it's getting too thick. And once it's done and you're happy with the texture, turn it off, taste for salt and pepper, and set it aside. All right, so that's half the battle. Our beautiful meat sauce is ready. On to the cheese filling, which is simply a couple beaten eggs, some ricotta cheese, and not that skim milk stuff, the real whole milk variety. For this recipe, you just need the highest quality cheeses possible. Will people know? I don't care. I will know, and you will know. So after that, we're going to add our Reggiano Parmesan and fresh mozzarella. Now you notice how it's diced and not grated? You shouldn't be able to grate good, soft, fresh mozzarella. In fact, there's an old saying, if you can use a grater, you should be a hater. All right, so use that nice, fresh, soft mozzarella. They have it in stores now. Use it. We're also going to add some salt and pepper and cayenne. And then last but not least, some fresh Italian parsley and give that a good mix. So like I said earlier, if you have a great meat sauce and a really great cheese filling, you are going to have a fantastic lasagna. There's no way not to. So before we can assemble this, of course we have to boil 1 pound lasagna noodles. All right, make sure you're using salted water. Now this is the only time ever, except for maybe pasta salad, where I'm going to tell you when the pasta's cooked, drain it, rinse it, and keep it in cold water. All right, so you see that here? My noodles are ready, and it's time for final assembly. And yes, in case you're wondering, I have tried using the raw noodles, not boiling them first. I don't like that method. All right, let's talk about the pan. This is not something that goes in your wimpy little 9x13 casserole dish. This needs a lasagna pan. 10x15 by like 3 inches deep is perfect. All right, so get yourself a nice lasagna pan. Now, assembly is super easy if you can do some simple math. Divide your sauce into 4 parts. Your noodles into 3 parts, and your cheese into 2 parts. So 1/4 of the sauce goes down. On top of that, 1/3 of the noodles. All right, I had 18 noodles, so I used 6. Okay, so once the first third of the noodles are down, the base of our lasagna is done, and we're ready for the first half of the cheese mixture. All right, so divide that perfectly in half, spread that cheese mixture out onto the noodles, and then top with another portion of the meat sauce. All right, so once that's spread nice and even, we are going to take the second third of our noodles, place those over, and as long as it's covered, you're good. Don't worry about what it looks like. Don't worry if you got a couple broken ones. It's all good when it bakes. So the second layer of noodles are down. The last of the cheese mixture gets spread on there. I don't know about you, but I'm getting kind of excited. On top of the cheese, just like our last layer, goes the meat sauce. At this point, we're going to give it a little shake to settle it. And yes, the old tappa-tappa. And to finish this beauty off, the last of the noodles go over the top. You can see the end there. I just pieced together some of the smaller broken pieces. Doesn't matter. Relax. Once this cooks, it all looks fantastic. All right, over that goes the last 1/4 of the meat sauce. Spread that over. Make sure all the noodles are covered. I'm going to dot that with more fresh mozzarella. We're going to finish with some more grated Parmesan cheese. Cover it loosely with foil. I don't want the foil touching the cheese, but I do want it covered. I'm going to put it on a sheet pan in case I have any spillover. I'm going to put that in a 375 degree oven for 30 minutes. At that point, take off the foil. Continue cooking for about another 30-35 minutes until it's done. And when it's done, it will be golden brown. It will be bubbling, and it will be hot all the way through. What a gorgeous, gorgeous lasagna, if I do say so myself. And I know you can't wait to tear into this, but let it sit for at least 20 minutes. It's just going to be too hot to enjoy unless you do. All right, but after that, all bets are off. Cut it into nice squares. You'll get like 12 decent portions out of this, or like 9 huge ones. You can see all those beautiful layers, that super meaty sauce with the sausage and the beef, and the mushrooms adding a little bit of extra something. The beautiful cheeses. So, so delicious. So whether you're serving this for your Italian-American Christmas dinner or just any time, I hope you give this recipe a try. So go to the site. All the ingredients are there for the sauce, for the filling, for the whole thing. And as always, enjoy.